We invite you to visit Maserati Jacksonville today for a personalized luxury driving experience like no other. Plus, for a limited time, take advantage of our historically low interest rates. Visit online at MaseratiJacksonville.com.
It's full steam ahead on your football weekend.
This is Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Rehabilitation Football Friday Night on 1010XL.
It is Black Friday. It's also a Football Friday here in Jacksonville. It's the day after Thanksgiving, and that means it's round three, the regional finals of the state playoffs here in Northeast Florida. Welcome in to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Football Friday Night. I'm your host, Andrew Gibson. Our producer is R.J. Saunders. In just a few moments, we're going to welcome in Ryan the Hacker Green from XL Primetime. But first, we want to give you a score that we already have in tonight. It's first quarter action over in McClenny. The Baker County Wildcats trying to get to a Final Four as they take on Wakulla. The War Eagles have already run through a couple of our Jacksonville area teams. Bishop Kenny in round one, rains last week, so Baker County's trying to take out Wakulla to move on. They're up 6-0 in the first quarter over there in McClenny. We will keep you up to date on that game and others that are getting underway in just a little bit. We've got 7:30 kickoffs in just a few moments, and we've got an 8:30 kickoff as well later this evening as the Bulls Bulldogs travel to South Walton. The reason it's an 8:30 game is because Bulls is traveling into the central time zone. And with that, let's welcome in our friend Ryan the Hacker Green. We'll get you guys up to date on all the scores tonight, but what we want to do tonight is we want to give you the story, the story behind these teams that have gotten now to this third round of the state playoffs, Hack. It's been really cool to see.
Yeah, Gibby, it's always good to be with you, man. And I'll tell you what I learned doing the high school coverage here on 1010XL over the years. And I didn't know this really before diving head first into the coverage that we provide, is any high school coach will tell you if they're practicing on Thanksgiving, then the season is a success. If you're playing football right now, high school football in the state of Florida, you've had a very, very good year. So kudos to the Nice Panthers, the Baker County Wildcats, the Bulls Bulldogs, and of course Trinity Christian for still being alive here on Thanksgiving week.
So let's set the scene for everybody. We've got games kicking off all around the area and out of town tonight. Five area teams left, including Union County, are on the field tonight in the regional finals, the third round of the high school football state playoffs here in Northeast Florida. The one seed in Region 1-5A, Baker County, the Wildcats 10-2, hosting the three-seeded Wakulla, also 10-2. They have run through Bishop Kenny and Raines to get here tonight. Meanwhile, Baker County beat Ed White in the first round, West Florida in the second round. What's your thought on Baker County hosting Wakulla tonight?
Yeah, Wakulla beating Bishop Kenny in round one. As much as I was rooting for Bishop Kenny, you kind of expected that. Kenny had to make the long trip out there. Wakulla, certainly a good football team. I did not expect last week Wakulla to come over here to the graveyard and beat Raines there at Raines High School. That was, to me, a pretty big upset, quite frankly. And Baker County, to their credit, played a hard-fought game against West Florida, beat them 13-10, a close defensive battle in the fourth quarter. So Baker's got the home field advantage. We know how good their home field advantage is out there in the McClenny area, but they will need it tonight because Wakulla already won in a tough environment last week in the graveyard. They look to make it 2-for-2 heading to Baker County and beating the Wildcats tonight there in McClenny.
Trinity Christian, the top seed in Region 1-2A, hosting the two seed Quincy Monroe out of Tallahassee. Both teams had a bye in round one after being the top two seeds. Monroe upset University Christian 36-23 last week. Most of us were expecting the UC-Trinity matchup here in the third round. That did not happen. Trinity had no trouble last week against St. John Paul II, 44-7 in last week's round two victory. What are your expectations for this game tonight as it unfolds?
Yeah, I like Trinity in the game. I like the home field advantage. But again, don't underestimate a Monroe Day team that beat University Christian and beat them by 2 touchdowns. I mean, it wasn't exactly a close game, 36-23. They came from behind to do it. Not only took the lead, but extended the lead at the latter parts of last week's game. So again, Trinity's had a great year. Has had a very tough schedule. They're more than prepared for this game. Just be focused, playing a very good team from Tallahassee tonight.
The Bulls Bulldogs, well, they travel on the road tonight down to go see South Walton. The Seahawks are hosting the Bulls Bulldogs, and that one will kick off late tonight. 8:30 is the kickoff our time, 7:30 their time. Bulls on the road tonight.
Yeah, I was talking to Tony Smith. Of course, he play-by-play for all the Bulls broadcast this year. About 4.5 hours down I-10 is where they're headed to play South Walton tonight. Now, South Walton is a team that beat Baldwin last week, eliminated a good Baldwin team. But I looked at their schedule, Gibby. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad 10-1 team by any stretch of the imagination. But make no mistake about it, Bowles has played a tougher schedule than South Walton has played this year. Bowles should be more prepared for a big game like this than South Walton should be. South Walton has the home field, and that's a big deal. Bowles does have to make a 4-plus-hour trip, which is certainly a big deal in high school football, but Bowles plays a tough regular season schedule for games just like tonight, and I have every confidence that Matthew Toblin will have his team ready to go.
It's the Region 1-4A final on Friday night here tonight. South Walton is the number one seed. Bowles is the number two, and so that's why Bowles is having to travel to South Walton.
I remember Matthew Toblin was last week talking about the RPI and the playoffs. And look, I mean, Bowles, no offense to South Walton, but Bowles, again, played a tougher schedule. But because South Walton maybe didn't play the schedule Bowles did, South Walton racks up some more wins than Bowles did. Now Bowles has to make that 4-hour drive. I think that might be some of what Matthew Toblin was alluding to last week. I like the RPI, a lot of facets of it. There are some negatives, and this is probably one tonight involving Bowles.
So this South Walton Seahawks team averaging 42 points a game. The Bulldogs have given up just 73 points on the defensive side this season. Bowles' defense has only given up 8 points per game, and they've won a lot of big games, as we discussed, and they've played a lot of really good teams as well.
Yeah, something I'll have to give tonight, because like you said, with Schwartz and Pyburn and all those great players on defense, of course, Frew, the running back at Bowles, who's had a ridiculously good year. Bowles is a back-to-back state runner-up in 4A. They obviously want to win that state championship this year. Tough road test tonight in South Walton, Gibby, but I would have to think Bowles is the favorite going into that game.
These two teams last met in the 2019 state playoffs. Bowles crushed them 62-6. The last matchup. Maybe Bowles can get a similar outcome.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be 62-6, but that kind of speaks to my point where South Walton is 10-1, but again, look at the competition that they've played. Take nothing away from them.
Right.
10 wins is 10 wins, but they're probably not happy they're seeing Bowles tonight. I'll just put it like that.
Bowles football coming up 8:30 against South Walton. We'll have the coverage right here for you on 1010XL. Our final game that we'll cover, again, only 4 Jacksonville area teams left in the playoffs. Our fourth and final game that we'll get to tonight. What about this run by the Nice Panthers? They go to play in Gainesville tonight against a Buholtz Bobcats team that is just tremendous. First, let's talk about this run for Nice.
Nice lost 8 games last year. Nice is in the final 8 of the 7A state playoffs. Think about that for a second.
Right.
From 8 losses in 2020 to being one of the last 8 teams standing in the entire state in the 7A classification. Not a good job, not a terrific job, an amazing job by Colin Drafts and his coaching staff out there at Nice, a very senior-laden team. I want to say they have 30-plus seniors on this team. I saw tweets this week where Nice was out practicing at like 6:30 and 7 o'clock at night. They know what's ahead of them tonight. Gainesville Buholtz has gone like a hot knife through butter through Jacksonville area schools. From knocking off Bartram Trail to beating Bowles, Buholtz has been very good the entire year. Look, Nice was an underdog in week 1, goes to play a 9-1 Spruce Creek team, beats them on the road. Nice, obviously, a huge underdog last week, having to go to Niceville, a 10-1 Niceville team, beats them on the road. So being an underdog on the road is nothing new to Nice, but clearly, Gibby, their toughest challenge of this playoff run is tonight when they play Gainesville-Buholtz.
Gainesville-Buholtz is 11-1. Their last loss was against Cardinal Gibbons out of Fort Lauderdale on September 17th.
The defending state champion in 4A football, by the way, that Cardinal Gibbons team.
Yeah, so they haven't lost since that night, September 17th. Buholtz has won every game since then. And we just broke down the Bowles game a few minutes ago. You'll remember back on October 22nd, Bowles was undefeated up until that Gainesville-Buholtz game, and it was a close game now. It was only a touchdown game. Bowles lost 14-7, but again, that just speaks to the terrific football team that Buholtz has.
You know what? I don't know if it brings back memories for you of this. Different classifications. One was 8A, one was 7A. What Nice is doing, though, kind of reminds me of Mandarin in 2018. Mandarin was good that regular season. By no means were they great. They were good. But they made the playoffs, had to go on the road a lot. I think they had to win like 3 road playoff games in the Orlando area to advance to that state championship game, ultimately beating Miami Columbus in that 8A state championship game. Look at Nice this year. Nice had a good regular season, but they weren't district champions. They lost the game to Fletcher, thus putting them on the road in the postseason. But going to Spruce Creek and winning, going to Niceville and winning. You start thinking back to public schools in our area, they might be on a similar path to what Mandarin did a few years ago.
Well, and similar to that, Mandarin had a very good quarterback, Carson Beck, who led them to the state championship that year you're talking about. He's now at Georgia. I think in a similar fashion, we'll see how his career turns out. But Marcus Stokes is a very, very talented quarterback at Nice. And I remember us talking last week on the air about just the chances for Nice. And we were just talking to a couple different coaches about just how this Nice team could move forward. And they've got the quarterback. And if you have a quarterback, you have a chance. And Denny Thompson, our friend here at 1010XL, loves Marcus Stokes. He's got 2,500 yards passing this year, 22 touchdowns. I think Nice has got a real shot to move forward because of him.
Having a quarterback is a big part of the battle. There is no question about that. And let me go back to the coaching staff for one moment. Yeah. It would have been very easy for this team to tuck tail after losing, basically with under 10 seconds to go, losing a district championship. Fletcher scored with 10 seconds left to beat Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice then had a bye week. So not only did they lose a heartbreaker, costing themselves a district title, they got to think about it for an entire extra week because of a bye. They came back, won their regular season finale, clinching a playoff berth, and then going back-to-back road wins, Spruce Creek and Niceville. Unbelievable job. Regardless of what happens tonight, Nice has been one of the best stories in the area. And oh my goodness, Gibby, if they win tonight to go to the Final Four of the 7A state playoffs, it would continue what has been an amazing story.
As we wrap things up, final thought from you.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. The Final Four, Bowles, Baker County, Nice, and Trinity Christian. Best of luck to these programs, and hopefully we have teams in the Final Four next week.
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully all of our Jacksonville teams can come through tonight. We'll see what happens. Man, it's been fun. We won't have a postgame tonight, but it's been a heck of a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll be able to do another pregame next week with some Jacksonville teams to talk about.
Gibby, hope so, man. Have a great weekend.
All right, man, you too.
There he goes, Ryan the Hacker Green from XL Primetime. He joined us each and every Friday night here on Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Football Friday Night. Let's check the scoreboard now. Round 3 of the state playoffs here in Northeast Florida. Baker County, they kicked off tonight in McClenny at 7 o'clock. They are up on Wakulla 13-7. That is a second quarter score. Baker County trying to get into the Final Four. They are up 13-7 at home tonight against Wakulla. Elsewhere in our area tonight, in Jacksonville tonight, that's the only team that's in Jacksonville, that's Trinity Christian. They're up on Monroe Day 7-0 right now. That is a first quarter score. And the Nice Panthers, Hacker and I were just talking about the run that Nice has been on. They are trailing right now in the first quarter 7-0. What about Bowles? Bowles plays later tonight. 8:30 is the kickoff down, about 4.5 hours down I-10 against South Walton. Let's now hear from the head coach of the Bulldogs as Coach Matthew Toblin joined us earlier in the week, and he spoke about the playoffs and certainly about practicing on Thanksgiving And we first start off with our coach talking about Matthew Tobin from Bowles. How has the week of practice been practicing on Thanksgiving week?
So it's been a really good week of practice. I mean, that's part of the deal. As it cools down and the temperature drops, like, it just feels different. Late November, early December football is awesome. But really the big thing about Thanksgiving practice is the opportunity to go and give thanks to our alumni, that all the guys who went before us to make this program so special, the chance to bring them back and thank them for the foundation that they built. And that, you know, the cool one is the recent alumni, those guys that are off playing college ball right now, all of them, you know, the colleges are all shut down right now, and we get a bunch of them back to see the teams that went after them, and we do. We think it's a huge part of your legacy. It's not just the success you have on the field, but that you leave the program better than you found it. And so those seniors taking pride in the group that came after them and what they built and what they poured into those underclassmen when they were here. And so it's a big deal for us.
That's good stuff. I'm glad you mentioned that. Tell us about last week's win, 27-6 against Gadsden County. What did you guys take out of that win?
I mean, I think for us, the biggest one was getting back to playing fast, physical football. You know, with all of the time off, the concern was, how do we click? How do we execute? And there were some things that we felt really, that we did really well. I mean, defense and special teams were outstanding. Offensively, we were able to run the ball against a really good defense. But obviously, we're making some mistakes and things that we need to clean up. And so, but we are getting closer to where we needed to be. Last week when we talked, it was, hey, we're not playing very good. We've had a bunch of downtime where our execution isn't very good. And it was a big deal that we were able to fix that.
Coach, you guys had a bye in the first round, a home game last week. Now you have to travel on the road. It's about a four-hour trip or so to South Walton. How do you handle a road trip like this for a playoff game?
So I think the biggest issue when we make this trip is that we break it up. I mean, I think when you're on the road for 4.5 hours, just keeping your legs fresh and all that stuff becomes a priority. And so, we're going to spend a bunch of time breaking it up, moving, pull into a rest stop. We're going to have 70 guys get off a bus and start doing karaoke and high knee drills and moving around. And then we're going to get to our pregame meal. We're going to stop at the parking lot. We're going to get our guys out, and we're going to be doing a bunch of stretching in the parking lot. And so, but I think that's a huge part of it. It's just making sure that we're staying fresh on the trip. And then when we get off there, have enough time to move around and get on our normal routine.
Yeah, because that is a challenge. That's an added challenge to not just the football game, but like you said, keeping your guys fresh. Let's get to the football game. South Walton, tell us about them. I've not seen them play, but I've read that 42 points a game on offense is what I've seen.
No, and they are really, really good on offense. They're very talented at quarterback and receiver, and so their quarterback has statistically one of the best years of anybody in the state, and then. At receiver, they have a Georgia commit who is committed as a tight end, but he'll play receiver for them. A big 6'5" target, one of the best players in the country. And then they have a slot receiver who is the all-time leading receiver in the state of Florida. And so they are extremely talented on offense. They're going to present some challenges to us. They throw it really well. And so it'll be interesting to see how our defense rises to that challenge.
Well, your defense has rose to the challenge many times this year. I think only 8 points per game your defense has given up this year. That should be a heck of a matchup, their offense against your defense.
Yes, sir. No, 100%. That is going to be an intriguing part of the matchup, and because they do a really good job. And then obviously our offense has to do their job. So our offense needs to channel their inner 49er, and we need to have some 13-minute drives and. Any clock and make it difficult and play some keep away stuff. But when you're playing some dynamic offenses, it's not just about the defense. It's about special teams putting them in bad situations and about the offense eating clock.
Yeah, that 13-minute drive, I was at that game. That was pretty impressive stuff against the Jags, but what do you do? The Jags not performing to the way we want to see them. But final few minutes here. Did your offense play the way that you wanted to see them play last week against Gadsden County?
We were physical and fast against a really physical opponent. our execution. You know, that's the thing about, you know, anyone will tell you early season defense is always ahead, right? Early season defense, if someone makes a mistake, it's okay if somebody makes a good play. Offensively, you need all 11 guys executing at the same time. And that, you know, we weren't there, that we would, we're still not where we want to be from an execution standpoint. And again, you would say, hey, look, it's week 13 of the season. Like, why are you not there yet? I think recovering from that lull is a big thing. We look more like a week one offense. We're fast, we're physical, we're getting off the ball, we're flying off the ball, we're doing all that stuff. But where we have some self-inflicted wounds that we need to get rid of. And so our level of execution needs to get a little bit better. And that, we, you know, to get all 11 guys on the same page on every snap. But it's there. We're really close. And so we hope to, that we close that gap a little bit this week.
Have you ever made the trip as a coach to South Walton? Is this a first one for you?
This is my first trip to South Walton. In fact, the furthest I've ever been in the panhandle would be Tallahassee as a coach. Now, when I was at Southern Oregon University, we would have like 24-hour bus rides. So wow. Like the style of trip is not new to me, but definitely the trip out there, that's someplace we haven't seen.
All right. Well, final thing, how do you guys get this one done? Give us a few keys that you guys are focusing on for this game.
And so the biggest thing is going to be offensively to execute and be efficient with the ball. Defensively, it's going to be controlling the two big guys, you know, the two big time ball players for them. I feel bad. Number five and number eight. And so it's going to be, I mean, that's going to be the big part of it. And then obviously we need to continue to be outstanding on special teams. That traditionally when we're able to beat good teams, it's because we're making game-changing plays and on special teams, and so we need to continue to play really well on special teams. And so that's what it'll come down to. We're able to run the ball, be efficient on offense. We're able to slow down their big-time playmakers, make somebody else beat us. That really is a recipe for success for us.
And before I let you go, take us into the Bowls huddle. I mean, what's your message to these guys going on a road trip? It's a third round of the playoffs. You got a shot at the Final Four. Tell us what you're telling the guys.
I mean, I think the idea is you're playoff football. Like, look, you're all the chips are on the table. We're all in. And so it's a deal where when you're all in, your number one responsibility is to make sure that you leave no doubt. Like, there is no backup plan. There is no, hey, it's okay if we, you know, if this doesn't work out, we still have this. Like, and so that kind of intensity that you bring when you're standing on a cliff, where you either find a way and figure it out and win this game or get pushed off the cliff. And so we are really excited to have our team play in these kind of scenarios, because what we do, we're usually pretty good. And, like, look, they're the favorite. They're the number one seed. Like, they did what they needed to do in the regular season. We're traveling to them. And so I guess by all accounts and purposes, we're the underdog. And so we had to make the trip out to them. And so we're gonna play that role.
Matthew Toblin, the head coach of the Bowls Bulldogs, with us on Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Football Friday Night. Coach, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Bring home a win to Jacksonville tonight down there at South Walton. Thanks for the time.
Yes, sir. That's always the goal. If we can, at the end of the night, can we say see you on Monday?
That's right.
We earned another week of practice.
All right, Matt. Thanks so much, and best of luck on this trip, man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, there he goes, the head coach of the Bowls Bulldogs, Matthew Toblin, joining us here on JOI Football Friday Night as the Bulldogs enter round three of the playoffs, the regional final, on the road tonight. As we just heard Coach Toblin talking about, the Bulldogs are the underdog tonight at the one seed South Walton. Let's take a look at the scoreboard elsewhere tonight. Again, that Bulls football game coming up at 8:30 our time, 7:30 their time, Central Time Zone tonight for the Bulls Bulldogs as they will take on South Walton. Taking a look at the scoreboard elsewhere, Baker County, they kicked off earlier tonight in McClinney at 7 o'clock. Second quarter action, Baker County leads Wakulla 13-7. Elsewhere, it's Trinity Christian shutting out Monroe Day so far. First quarter, 10-0 Trinity. That game being played here tonight in Jacksonville. The Nice Panthers have responded to an early touchdown by Buchholz over there in Gainesville. It's all tied at 7 now. Buchholz was up 7-0, but Nice had a trick play a few moments ago. Dom Henry, the prolific wide receiver, had a wide receiver pass that went down to the one-yard line, and then he ran it in two plays later. Nice and Buchholz tied at 7 with just a few minutes left there in the first quarter. Also, Union County, the Tigers, are taking on Chieflin tonight. Chiefland leads 10-7, just a little bit outside of the Jacksonville area. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, Tony Smith is down at South Walton as the Seahawks get to set to host the Bulls Bulldogs in round three. We'll check in with Tony Smith next here on 1010XL.
Kick off the weekend with football. Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Rehabilitation Football Friday night on 1010XL.
Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. It's time for more football in the playoffs. It's round three. The regional finals are here in the high school football playoffs here in Northeast Florida. Andrew Gibson with you tonight on Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Football Friday night. RJ Saunders producing. Thanks to Ryan the Hacker Green for joining us earlier from XL Primetime, as he has done each and every Friday during this high school football season. Also, thanks to the head coach of the Bulls Bulldogs a few moments ago, Matthew Tobin, joining us ahead of tonight's game. About 30 minutes from now, the Bulls Bulldogs will get things kicked off down in South Walton. That's where we find Tony Smith tonight. He will be on the call alongside Chris Verlander. Tony, good evening from South Walton. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, we made it. We're here, and we're under a half hour away from some high school playoff football here tonight from South Walton.
Tony, how was the trip? What, 4.5 hours? How was the trip?
The trip was more than 4.5 hours. That's how far away it is if you just drive straight here. We left the campus over there at Bowles at around 10:30 this morning. We had a stop at a rest stop where the kids had a warm-up and a little bit of lunch, and then we came all the way out here to Cracker Barrel and then over 45 minutes back the other way to come here to the stadium. So it's been a long day to this point, and the fireworks haven't even begun. We're going to start playing football here in about 20 minutes or so, and then it'll really get started for these kids.
Tony, you mentioned the fireworks. This South Walton team, I've not seen them play. All we see is the numbers on the page that we look at. 42 points a game for the South Walton offense. That's a lot going into this game.
No, it's a bunch. And they do something that if you're going to try to threaten Bulls, you have to be able to do, and that is threaten them vertically. And this is a football team that certainly seems to have the capability to do that against this Bulls team tonight. They're 10-1 on the season. They're 6-0 at home. They've outscored opponents on the year by over 230 points over the course of the season. So they've obviously been an explosive offense. Got a two touchdown win last week against Baldwin to advance to this point into the regional finals. So yeah, it's a dangerous South Walton team that the Bulldogs are playing tonight. I was listening to your interview with Coach Toblin, and yeah, Bulls wound up as the 2 seed, and South Walton wound up as the 1 seed. I can tell you just walking around the stadium here before the game, I don't think anybody here at South Walton thinks Bulls is coming into this place as an underdog for this football game here tonight. They may be the 2 seed playing the 1 seed in this one this evening, but I'm not certain that anybody with South Walton would call themselves the favorite in this football game going up against the Bulls Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think speaking with Tobin this week and also last week, he's not a big fan of the RPI system that's got us to where we are tonight. But Santa Rosa Beach is where you're speaking to us from, Tony. Where is South Walton in relation to maybe other places that people in Jacksonville might know?
I'm the wrong person to ask that kind of question. I know we're over here on the seacoast, right?
Okay.
I can tell you that, I saw a... Let's go. It was a whaling deck, they called it. I know we drove by one of those. So I know we're on the Gulf of Mexico. That's what I can tell you, is that we're on the Gulf of Mexico. We're not quite to Pensacola. I know you made the trip out there a couple years ago with Chris Verlander.
Yes.
For a playoff game. So we're not all the way out in the panhandle, but we're most of the way out in the panhandle. It was a beautiful drive in, honestly, once we got to where we were coming onto the island out here. I mean, It's gorgeous, the location that they have here. So we expect a good one tonight, but yeah, it's out here. We're out here, and it'll take us a while to get home, and hopefully that'll be a happy bus ride back as opposed to a very somber one. But we got some work to do from the boys to see what that's going to be tonight.
South Walton comes in 10-1. They've won 8 games in a row to get to the point in which they are. And they knocked off Baldwin last week. If Baldwin had won that game, Bulls would be hosting tonight. We'd actually already be midway through the game, by the way, if Bulls was hosting Baldwin. But they beat Baldwin last week 42-28, Tony.
They did, 42-28. And, you know, it's a again, it's a South Walton team that is dangerous, and certainly they've been able to score all year. Bowles, one of the strengths of their team has obviously been that defense, and it showed back up last week after 3 weeks off against Gadsden County, which Gadsden County just couldn't get much going. They had one good drive, basically, in the game, and look, we'll see what it looks like tonight. They obviously, I think it was good for these guys to be able to just get back on the field. Last week after 3 weeks of not playing football, but they were able to get back out there. They got the win, advance, survive in advance. That's what the playoffs are all about. Bowles was able to get that done last week.
Yeah, Tony, going into last week, Bowles had played 2 games in 6 weeks. How did they look on the field last week after all that layoff?
I was curious to see what it was going to look like early on, and they looked pretty sharp. Now, they're having to change some things about the way that they're playing offense in the passing game right now. Kayvon Miller, who's a guy that plays defensive back for him too, is playing a lot more right now in the offense. They've been getting some more looks at Caleb Lampkins, who's in kind of an undersized player but a senior for this football team here in the last couple of weeks. And they had some new wrinkles that it was clear they had been working on for the last couple of weeks, but defensively they looked sharp in the game last week, which I think is really important. You know, if you're going to see the rust, I think that's where you're going to see it with a team that does what Bowles wants to do, and that's run the football. And they didn't look rusty trying to run the football. We'll see if they're able to get that going again here tonight, but the defense looked good, and so that's a very positive development, I would think, for this Bowles football team, knowing what they're going to have to go through to even have a shot at a state championship. It's a long road trip tonight, as we've already talked about with South Walton. Next week, I've seen that Coco's already got a 2-score lead on the Villages this evening, so it looks like they're likely to win that game tonight, which would mean whoever wins this game is going to Coco. And look, that's a team we've talked about covering high school football here forever, getting in the way of teams winning state championships, and it certainly looks like they're going to be the next hurdle. And then it could be, you know, a team like Cardinal Gibbons, who beat them last year in the state championship. So this is big boy time of the year in high school football. There are no easy matchups anymore once you're getting to this point in the playoffs, so you better strap it up and be ready week to week.
Tony Smith joining us live from Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, the site of tonight's game, South Walton High School, as the Bowles Bulldogs on the road in the regional finals, round 3 of the state playoffs. Let's quickly give you guys an update. 3 other Jacksonville schools are playing right now. Over in Baker County, the Wildcats lead Wakulla 13-10. Trinity Christian is on top of Monroe Day 10-0. And how about this run by the Nice Panthers? They are trailing at Gainesville-Buholtz 13-7 right now, all those games in the second quarter. Tony, give us a quick thought on the area teams remaining. You've seen a couple of these schools.
Yeah, seen a couple of them. It's, you know, obviously we're all pulling, you know, for the Jacksonville schools to advance as far as they possibly can. With 4 of them coming into tonight's game, Trinity's a team that it was kind of weird when Bowles played that game against Trinity earlier this year that Trinity, you know, that game wound up being, what was that final? 35-0. Bowles got the win that night. They had a running clock late in the fourth quarter. That football game against Trinity Christian. It was weird. I know they were dealing with some injuries. It looks like they've gotten themselves healthy and are at least pushing towards giving themselves a shot at another state championship, which is really, really cool to see. So, look, we're all pulling for the Jacksonville area schools to advance as far as they possibly can. And, look, I'm hoping to be able to do this with Bowles for at least one more week, you know, and continue this run going. But like I've said a few times here already, there's a lot of work to do. They got a football game that they got to win against an explosive offense here tonight in South Walton.
Last 2 minutes here with you, Tony. We'll let you go. You've got a kickoff coming up in just a little bit. 8:30 here, local time in Jacksonville, will be 7:30 your time in the central time zone there at South Walton. You know, Tony, I love the reference that Coach Tobin gave us a few minutes ago about playoff football. It's you're on a cliff, and you've got to figure out how to stay on that cliff, and if you don't, you fall off. And that's basically win or go home type of mentality here in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's king of the mountain. That's what it is. And you're trying to stay at the top of that mountain. You got to do whatever you got to do to keep yourself up there. And it can be difficult, right? And I heard Coach Tobin talking about it, and you know that idea that during the season when a game doesn't go your way, you know, you can go back and look at that Gainesville-Buholtz game for this football team at Bowles and say, look, these are the mistakes we made, these are the things that we got to correct. There's no correcting going on Monday. right? Mm-hmm. Like, not if you lost the game. On Monday, it's just see you next year, guys. I mean, that's the point of the season that they're at. They've been blessed to have had the opportunity to continue practicing through Thanksgiving for another year. Now they want to see if they can push it into December and have a chance at a state championship one more time. They've been in the state championship game in back-to-back years, so they've been pretty good this deep into the playoffs for the last couple of years. We'll see what it's going to look like this year for this football team. But it is a tough one tonight against South Walton, and obviously it's only going to get tougher from there if they find a way to get this one.
Tony Smith alongside Chris Verlander on the road tonight at South Walton High School as the Bulls Bulldogs are on the road in the regional finals, third round of the playoffs. Tony, in the last minute that we have with you tonight, let's get a Jaguar thought from you. The Jaguars host the Falcons on Sunday. We know that Shaq Griffin is out for this game for Jacksonville, the top corner brought in via free agency, out with a concussion going up against Matt Ryan on Sunday.
Yeah, and the big question to me is, look, it's a bummer that Shaq Griffin's not going to be able to play on Sunday. It looks like Tyson Campbell's going to be able to play. Everyone else looks like they're at least going to be good to go for this Jacksonville team. I think if you're going to have your top corner down, if you were going to handpick a team that you were going to do that against, it would be the Atlanta Falcons without Calvin Ridley, I think. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't want to have your top corner for every game, but if you were going to handpick an opponent, I would think it would be the Atlanta Falcons. But Cordarrelle Patterson at least being able to get in limited practices all week, he changes what the Falcons are offensively. We'll see if he's going to be available. It sounds like he's going to be a game-time decision. On the other side, Deion Jones showing up on the practice report today for the Falcons is a little odd, too. I get it. He was limited in practice today, so they had to list him as questionable. We'll see what that's going to look like for him come on Sunday as well. But, yeah, I mean, if you're going to miss Shaq Griffin for a week, Atlanta's probably the week that you'd pick to miss Shaq Griffin for a week. But it's not like Jacksonville does anything well enough to feel very comfortable about much, you know, offensively or defensively at this point. So, look, it's a tough game either way, and we'll see what it's going to look like on Sunday.
Yeah, and for those wondering, James Robinson was full in practice today with a heel and knee injury that he's been battling the last several weeks. So we're hopefully going to see James Robinson, such a key part to this Jaguars offense. Jaguars Falcons coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. Tony, but before that, you got Bulls football. 8:30, just over 15 minutes from now. Bulls at South Walton. Have a good call and hopefully bring home a win to Jacksonville tonight, man.
Sounds good, Gibby. Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Tony Smith live from Santa Rosa Beach, the site of tonight's Bulls football game. 4.5 hours. Tony said it was longer than 4.5 hours. I was just had 4.5 in my mind, but apparently on a bus it's longer. So that's what we got for you. 8:30 is the kickoff. Stay with us tonight. Bulls football late into this Friday night in the third round of the playoffs. When we come back, we will put a wrap on things. We'll give you a scoreboard update on the three other schools that are playing from the Jacksonville area tonight. That is next on Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Football Friday Night.
Your football weekend's already here.
This is Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Rehabilitation Football Friday Night on 1010XL.
We're in the hurry up. We're in the two-minute drill. We got 2 minutes left for you here on Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Football Friday Night. We got five teams in the area left, if you include Union County, and we will, but four Jacksonville area teams that are in action right now. One left to go, actually. Bulls is kicking off in just under 20 minutes from now. 8:30 is the kickoff for Bulls at South Walton. Thanks to Tony Smith for joining us live from South Walton just a few moments ago. In our final few minutes that we have with you tonight, let's run down the scoreboard. Regional final action. It's round three of the state playoffs. And Trinity Christian, it's the only game in town besides Baker County just outside of Jacksonville. But Trinity is playing in Jacksonville right now. And they are up 23-0. Trinity Christian on top of Monroe Day. Monroe Day is the team out of Tallahassee that upset University Christian last week. A few moments ago, Trinity Christian had a scoop and score for a touchdown. And so Trinity Christian is on top 23-0. A scoop and score of 53 yards by Jonathan Goddard put Trinity up 23-0 with 7 minutes to play until halftime. So at this point, Trinity is on their way to the state semifinals if they can hold this lead right now, 23-0. It's at the half in McClenny. Baker County is on top of Wakulla. Wakulla's running back, Zamarian Smith, 15th straight game with 100 yards or more rushing. What a terrific player. Number two, the running back for Wakulla. So Baker County's trying to contain him. Baker County up 13-10 right now at the half. Elsewhere, Nice is trailing Buholtz in Gainesville 13-7. That is a second quarter score. And Chiefland is on top of Union County 17-7. Bowls football coming up in just a few moments. We want to thank head coach Matthew Toblin, Ryan the Hacker Green, and Tony Smith for joining us on the show tonight. I want to thank our producer, RJ Saunders. That's all for tonight. I'm Andrew Gibson saying so long and reminding you, coming up next, Bowls football at South Walton in the regional finals. That's next on 1010XL.